今日正道的主题是从遗命到成了神迹，第五次讲危机与转机。
Today's sermon topic is from disobeying God to becoming a sign, part 5. Crisis and turning point.
各位慕道朋友，弟兄姊妹，早晨。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
我们一起同心祷告。
Now let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we wholeheartedly give thanks and praises to you.
主的爱实在何等浩大。
How great is the love of the Lord?
主啊，你唔单止拯救咗我哋。
Lord, not only did you save us.
从呢个即系永远死亡里边，让我哋能够系得生命。
You've saved us from a place of death, and you've given us life.
所以呢个令我得更加嘅丰盛。
Lord, and you've given us a life of abundance.
所以呢个话就系灵，就系生命。
Lord, your word is life and it's spirit.
主，我哋每一次嚟到主你面前嘅时候，主你都有丰富嘅话要对我哋讲。
Lord, each time we come before you, you have your abundant words spoken to us.
主就求今朝早上圣灵去亲自嘅对我哋说话。
On this morning, may the Holy Spirit speak to us.
让我哋能够得着灵，得着生命。
So we can attain the spirit and the life.
让我哋能够得着喂养，让我哋生命能够得更加嘅丰盛。
We can be fed with your words, and we can have a more abundant life.
我哋求主嘅宝血洁净我哋每一个。
May the precious blood of the Lord cleanse each and every one of us.
你求主嘅宝血系洁净孩子。
Also, may the precious blood of the Lord cleanse me, your child.
让孩子嚟成为主你话语嘅管事。
So I can be a channel of your words.
你求圣灵嘅恩膏能力与孩子同在。
May the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit be with me.
亦都赐俾翻译嘅姊妹，又从你嘅智慧去翻译主你嘅话。
May you also give wisdom to the interpreter so that she will interpret your words clearly.
我哋嘅祷告、祈求、感谢，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
即系我哋一家系翻嚟台湾。
Recently, our family went back to Taiwan.
有个机会跟一个亲戚去接触见面。
And we had a chance to meet with a relative.
呢个亲戚患咗抑郁症。
The relative suffers from depression.
佢几个月瞓喺床上边。
He's been lying in bed for a few months.
唔系佢唔能够起床。
It wasn't because he couldn't get up.
系佢心里边冇能力去起床。
But he was not motivated to get up.
所以神的手，他愿意参加一个家族的聚会。
Therefore, it was God's hand that he was willing to attend a family gathering.
所以当日我和太太有机会能够可以同他分享福音。
On that day, my wife and I had a chance to share the gospel with him.
当日他的精神很好，所以我们安排晚上再见面。
On that day, his condition was good, therefore we arranged to meet again at night.
当日跟他讲到这个撒种的比喻。
On the night, I told him the parable of the sower.
我预先警告咗佢话，撒旦会嚟，要将神所有个将神俾佢嘅话，全部都会食尽。
I warned him that Satan would come and eat up all God's words that he's heard.
后来真系咁嘅样。
And it really happened.
之后两个礼拜，佢又翻返喺床里边。
The relative was lying in bed all day in the following 2 weeks.
佢妹妹好难过。
His sister was very sad.
於是安排一次我哋能夠可以視訊嚟通話。
And therefore we arranged to have a video call.
我係講過，我早同你講過，撒旦一定會嚟。
I said to him, I had said that Satan would come.
我話盜賊嚟，為嘅就係要偷竊、殺害同埋毀壞。
I said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
我問佢，你願意用撒旦繼續嚟偷你嘅年日嗎？
I asked him, do you want Satan continues to steal your years?
偷你的健康，偷你的生命。
Your health, your life.
偷你人生的幸福，偷你人生的快乐，偷你人生的目的。
Your grace in life, happiness in life, your purposes of life.
偷你人生的价值。
Your meaning of life.
还有毁坏你和你亲人之间的关系。
And destroy your relationship with your family.
我同佢讲，你系一个危机嘅里边。
I said to him, you are in a crisis.
如果你不能够采取行动的话，你的危机会更加的大。
If you don't take actions, your crisis will become worse.
过去几个月人生是空白的。
His life in the last few months was empty.
未来一年亦都将会是空白。
His life in a year ahead will be empty too.
而且他的健康会继续恶化。
And his health will be deteriorating.
危机有两种。
There are two types of crises.
有些危机是看得见的。
Some crises are feasible.
例如我亲戚里面这个正在恶化的健康。
Such as the deteriorating health of my relative.
或者就是今天经文里面读到的大浪大雨。
Such as the currents and the huge fish written in today's sermon scriptures.
但有些危机是看不见。
But some crises are infeasible.
就好像我亲戚里面那个无数被浪费的时日和那种空白的人生。
Such as the time that our relative wasted his empty life.
好像今天经文里面若拿的不顺服他质疑和他和神之间被破坏了的关系。
Just as in today's sermon scriptures, Jonah's disobedience and pride, his broken relationship with God.
又或者我们属命生命里面的软弱和我们的无知。
Or the weaknesses in our spiritual lives, our foolishness.
虽然我们大部分人都在神的恩典里面，我们不会有太多外面的危机。
Although most people are in God's grace and there are not many feasible crises.
但我们有很多看不见的危机。
But we have lots of invisible crises.
今天仍然算是新年。
Today is still the new year.
如果我们停下来去回想过去一整年的话，我们可不可以讲出三件事是值得纪念的？
If we pause and think about last year, can we tell three things that are worth remembering?
如果我们不记得，那过去一个礼拜呢？
If we can't, what about last week?
在过去一个礼拜里面，我可不可以讲出三件事是值得纪念的呢？
Referring to last week, can we tell three things that are worth remembering?
我们有可能发现我们讲不出来。
We may find none.
我们过去一整年的人生是空白的。
In the last year, our life was empty.
过去一个礼拜又是空白的。
In the last week, our life was also empty.
如果我们不能够立刻采取行动的话，我们未来的一年可能都会将是空白的。
If we don't act immediately, our year ahead may be empty as well.
而且我们今天看不见的危机将会变成看得见的危机。
Also, the crisis infeasible today will become feasible.
就是将来我们在基督台前交账的时候，我们整个的人生都是草木和芥。
That is when we give account before the throne of Christ, our entire life is hay and straw.
我们没有一样东西能够经得起火，全部被烧尽。
We have nothing that can go through fire, everything will be burned up.
我们没有一样东西可以带到仓里面。
We have nothing to be stored in the barn.
我们空手去见主，被主责备。
We see God empty-handed, we are rebuilt by God.
而且我们被主逐到外边，哀哭切齿。
And thrown outside where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
事实上，我们不需要等到将来在基督台前交账的时候。
In fact, we don't need to wait until the day we give account before the throne of Christ.
即使今生我们里面看不见的危机，都可以变成看得见的危机。
Even today, some of our invisible crises can become feasible.
我们听过人用十字架去比喻我们人和神和人的关系。
I've heard the parable of cross, which describes our relationships with God and man.
直线指到我们同神的关系。
On the vertical, it refers to our relationship with God.
横线指到我们人同人之间的关系。
And on the horizontal, our relationship with man.
当我们同神之间的关系没问题的时候，我们同人与人之间的关系就没问题。
When we have a good relationship with God, we will also have a good relationship with men.
但当我们同神之间的关系出问题，我们同每一个人的关系都出问题。
But when we don't have a good relationship with God, we won't have a good relationship with men.
例如夫妻婚姻的问题。
For example, we have problems in our marriage.
人际关系的问题。
And our other relationships.
刚刚我讲到，如果我们回想在过去一整年，我们能够讲不出三件值得纪念的事的话。
As I've said before, when we think about the last year, and if we can't recall three things that are worth remembering,
我们可能正处于一个危机的里面。
We might be in crisis.
当我讲到值得纪念，我指的是那些能够带到永恒的。
When I refer to things that are worth remembering, I mean those things we can bring to eternity.
可以在神面前交账，神是纪念的。
And to God, when we give account before Him, things that God will remember.
能够放到仓里面，能够献给神。
And can be stored in a barn to be offered to God.
约拿原本在危机里面。
Jonah was in a crisis.
后来他在危机却成为了一个转机。
But eventually his crisis became his turning point.
今天我们会从约拿的经历去看三点。
Today, from Jonah's experience, let us reflect on three things.
第一就是神告诉约拿知道他在危机的里面。
First, God told Jonah that Jonah was in crisis.
第二就是约拿采取行动。
Second, Jonah took actions.
第三就是约拿怎么能够从他危机去到转机。
Third, how did Jonah go from crisis to turning point?
第一，神告诉约拿知道他在危机的里面。
First, God told Jonah that Jonah was in crisis.
约拿在危机里面，但是他不知道。
Jonah was in crisis, but he didn't know.
因为一开始的时候，他的危机是一个看不见的危机。
Because in the beginning, his crisis was invisible.
约拿里面的不顺服，他自意和他同神之间被破坏的关系。
Jonah's disobedience, his pride, and his broken relationship with God.
如果神去话俾佢知，阻止佢嘅话，约拿嘅一生已经完。
If God didn't tell him and stop him, his life would have no hope.
因为神冇可能用佢。
Because God wouldn't be able to use him.
人亦都冇可能从佢身上得到任何嘅祝福。
No man be blessed by him.
因为其实唔单止系约拿个人嘅情况。
This is not our situation specific to Jonah.
亦都有好多今日我哋基督徒嘅情况。
But our situation of many Christians today.
所以主喺启示录三章十七节讲到：你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身嘅。
Therefore, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord said, "You say, 'I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing.'" But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
这个我们今日基督徒面对一个最大的问题。
It is one of the biggest problems that Christians today are facing.
主说凡有耳的就应当听。
The Lord says, the one who has an ear, let him hear.
我们有教会的生活，有奉献，有侍奉，我们以为自己很好。
We go to church, we give offerings, we serve God, we think that we are good.
我们以为我们没问题。
And have no problems.
但实际的情况就是我们在神的眼中，我们的属灵生命非常的贫穷。
But the fact is, in the eyes of God, we are poor in spirit.
而且我们在神的眼中非常的可怜。
In the eyes of God, we are very pitiful.
明明是神的儿女，主说天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
We are God's children, and the Lord said, "The Son sets you free; you will be free indeed."
但我哋活得好唔自由。
However, our lives are not free at all.
少少嘅事就令我哋发嬲。
We are angry with small matters.
少少嘅事就令我哋失去咗安息。
We lose our peace due to small matters.
少少嘅事我哋就同你嗌交啦。
We argue with others over small matters.
少少嘅事就令我哋瞓唔着觉。
We can't sleep because of small matters.
不过我们不当一回事。
We don't think it's a problem.
我们仍然照常过生活。
We live our lives as usual.
就好像主讲到，照常的向我嫁娶，照常的有买有卖。
Just as the Lord said, people are eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, buying and selling.
不知不觉主回来。
Without notice, the Lord has come.
或者不知不觉我们老了。
Without notice, we have grown old.
却不知道和不知不觉都是我们基督徒这个最大的问题。
Being unrealized and without notice is the biggest problem of us Christians.
因为我们将要空手见主。
Because we will see God empty-handed.
即使我们当中的年轻人，你们也都不知不觉的老了。
Even the young people among us, you have grown old without notice.
今次我哋去台湾嘅时候，我哋参加一个本地嘅旅游团。
This time when we went back to Taiwan, we joined a local tour.
系啊，一日游。
It was a day trip.
我哋搭呢个旅游巴士，我个仔坐喺个旁边。
We got on a coach and my son sat next to me.
佢睇住外面嘅风景，突然间同我讲：，啊，外面嘅山好靓。
He saw the scenery outside and said to me, "The hill out there is beautiful."
佢以前系唔会欣赏风景。
He didn't admire the scenery.
于是我同我仔讲：，你长大啦。
Therefore, I said to my son, "You have grown up."
不知不觉，我个仔亦都老啦。
Without notice, my son has also grown old.
我哋需要知道，我哋里边有睇唔见嘅危机。
We need to know we have invisible crisis within us.
因为人生就是这样不知不觉的过去。
Because life goes by without notice.
我们总一日要见主，而且我们向主交账。
We'll see the Lord one day and give account to him.
我们需要提早的预备。
We need to be prepared in advance.
我们有时读到新闻，有些人患了皮肤癌，但是他们不知道。
Sometimes we read this news, some people had skin cancer, but they didn't know.
他们遇到路上有一些陌生人告诉他们知道。
Some strangers in the street spoke with them.
或者有些人留一些字条告诉他们知道。
Or left a note to them.
说怀疑他们身上生的可能是皮肤癌。
Telling them that what's on their skin might be skin cancer.
而且建议他们检查。
And advise them to do an examination.
他们经过检查之后真的皮肤癌。
After examination, they were diagnosed with skin cancer.
还好早发现，救了自己的性命。
But luckily, their lives were saved due to early detection.
同样，今天我们里面有看不见的危机，我们不知道。
Therefore, similarly, there are crises within us, but we can't see them. We are not aware of them.
神用各样的方法告诉我们知道。
God tries to awake us in different ways.
神希望我们能够早日去处理这个问题。
Hoping that we can handle the problems early.
免得我们落入一个更大的痛苦里面。
To avoid falling into afflictions.
神用的方法有很多。
God uses many ways.
神可以透过圣经，神也可以透过圣灵。
He can use the Bible or the Holy Spirit.
一个上一代属灵的前辈艾托星的话比喻到圣经和圣灵就好像火车上面的轨道一样。
The pastor of last generation, Watchman Nee, described the Bible and the Holy Spirit as the railway track.
火车虽然又大又重。
Although the train is big and heavy.
但是当火车就在轨道上面的时候火车走得非常之平稳。
When it runs on rails, it runs steadily.
神也透过环境去告诉我们知道。
God also uses the environment to remind us.
罗马书八章廿八节，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人能够得益处。
The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28 says, "In all things, God works for the good of those who love Him."
喺度约拿故事，约拿佢唔知道自己一个睇唔见嘅危机里边。
In Jonah's story, Jonah didn't know he was in an invisible crisis.
神就用环境话俾佢知道。
Therefore, God reminded him through the environment.
神用大浪告诉他知道。
God reminded Jonah through currents.
若来收不到，于是神用更大的浪告诉他知道。
Jonah didn't get it, therefore God reminded him again through bigger currents.
若来仍然收不到，最后神用这个大鱼吞了他。
Jonah still didn't get it. At last, God used a huge fish to swallow him.
若来没路可以走，若来终于收到了。
Jonah didn't have a way out, and he was finally aware.
约拿终于知道自己在危机里面。
He was finally aware that he himself was in a crisis.
我不是说到每一个外面的环境都是因为我们里面的危机造成。
I'm not saying that each external environment is caused by our internal crisis.
因为神都会用外面的环境去将我们里面隐藏的问题暴露出来。
Because God also uses the external environment to expose our hidden problems.
为的就是要炼净我们的生命，以致我们能够可以被神去使用。
In order to purify our spiritual lives so that we can be used by the Lord.
例如彼得真的爱主。
For example, Peter truly loved the Lord.
他说他即使同主一同受死，他都甘心。
He said he will lay down his life for the Lord.
主就容许他遇到三个侍女彼得就三次的不认主
Therefore, the Lord arranged Peter to meet three servant girls, and Peter disowned the Lord three times.
主的目的是为了要彼得知道他自己里面的情形。
The purpose of the Lord was to let Peter understand his spiritual life.
能够到他回头之后，他能够被神去使用。
After he returned, he could be used further by God.
戴德生在训练童工的时候，他将一杯水放在台上面。
When James Taylor trained his fellow workers, he put a glass of water on a table.
之后他忽然间拍张台，杯里面的水就走出来。
After that, he suddenly hit the table and the water therefore spilled.
跟着戴德生跟他童工说，当个杯遇到撞击的时候，杯里面装的是什么东西，走出来的就是什么东西。
Taylor told his fellow workers that when a glass was hit, what's inside the glass will be spilled out.
所以神用外面的环境告诉我们，知道我们里面一个隐藏的问题。
Therefore, God uses the external environment to tell us we have hidden spiritual problems.
为的是要炼净我们的生命，以致我们能够被神使用。
To purify our spiritual life so that we can be used by the Lord.
记得主讲过一棵三年都没结果子的无花果树。
I remember the Lord had said there was a fig tree without fruits for 3 years.
原主话要将嗰棵唔结果子嘅无花果树斩咗佢。
The owner of the vineyard wanted to cut the fig tree down.
但系管园嘅话，今年且留着。
But the gardener said, leave it alone for 1 more year.
而家系新年，又过咗一年。
Now it's New Year. 1 year has passed again.
如果今天神警告我们，感动我们，告诉他知道我们正在危机中的时候，
If today God wants us, moves us and tells us we are in crisis,
我们要知道，要真当一回事情。
We must be alert and bearing it in mind.
因为如果我们不理的话，我们里面看不见的危机会变成外面看得见的危机。
Because if we ignore it, our internal invisible crisis will become external visible crisis.
而且小危机会变成大危机。
Small crisis will develop to big crisis.
而且好似就嗱，佢唔单止将自己带到危机里边。
Just as Jonah, not only did he bring himself into crisis,
佢将佢身边同佢同埋船嘅人都带到危机里边。
But he also brought people on the same boat into crisis.
他受苦，他都令他身边的人同他一同受苦。
He suffered and he caused people around him to suffer as well.
所以我们不可以轻看我们里面的危机。
Therefore, we can't make light of crisis within us.
例如我都听过一些破碎家庭长大的孩子。
For example, children who grown up in a broken family.
他们分享到他们里面心里面很受伤。
They shared the injuries in their minds.
有一讲 ，life is tough.
One of the children even said, "Life is tough."
所以婚姻嘅问题唔单止系夫妻两个人之间受苦嘅问题。
Problems in a marriage do not only afflict the couple.
佢哋嘅儿女跟住佢哋一齐嘅受苦。
But also their children.
所以神话俾我知道，我哋里面有危机有问题嘅时候，我哋要知道，我哋要真当一回事。
Therefore, when God tells us that we have crises within us, we have problems, we must be alert and bearing it in mind.
我们更加要珍惜，要感谢。
We must treasure and give thanks.
因为主说，今年且留着。
Because the Lord said, leave it alone for 1 more year.
我想我们没人知道今年会不会我们最后的一年。
No one knows if this year will be the last year of our lives.
第二，当神告诉约拿知道的时候，约拿知道自己正在危机的时候，他立刻采取行动。
Secondly, when God spoke with Jonah and Jonah knew that he was in a crisis, he took actions immediately.
约拿求告神。
Jonah called to God.
虽然他里面觉得好像自己被神驱逐，觉得被神离弃，好像觉得神很遥远。
Although he felt that he was banished by God, abandoned by God, and was far from God.
但是他里面有一个强烈要离开的心愿。
He had a strong will to leave.
这个心愿促使约拿捉紧神，迫切地向神呼求。
Jonah's will caused him to hold firmly to God. He called for help earnestly.
约拿书二章四节他说，我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
In Jonah chapter 2 verse 4, he said, I have been banished from your sight.Yet, I will look again toward your holy home.
我哋有冇呢个强烈要离开我哋今日光景嘅心愿呢？
Do we have a strong will to leave our current situation？
今日我哋基督徒嘅危机就系我哋轻看或者淡化咗一啲问题嘅严重性。
Today, the crisis of Christians is that we weaken and make light of the severity of our problems.
我记得姊妹翻到当初佢教会嘅时候，佢觉得好奇怪。
I remember sister said that he thought it strange when he first went to the church.
因为常常会听到基督徒话自己好软弱。
Because the Christians there always said that they were weak.
病，但系讲成系身体上嘅软弱。
When they were sick, they said that they were weak in their bodies.
最近我发觉我的仔都学识了这个属灵的词汇。
Recently, I found that my son also learned this spiritual word.
当我跟他说我要测验一下自己这个得救。
When I told him to examine his salvation.
跟着他说我已经信了 I'm just weak.
He said, I've believed in God, I am just weak.
就是说我只是软弱。
He said, I'm just weak.
我不知道他在哪里学回来。
I don't know where he learned it from.
好像我们滥用了软弱这个字，我们轻看了这个我们的问题。
It seems like we've abused the word weak. We make light of our problems.
所以我们多年的停留在一个问题上面出不来，我们没有进步。
Therefore, we've been entangled by the same problems and made no improvements.
我们还会有理由说，因为立志为善就得我，只是行出来又不得我。
And we also have our reasons.I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
连保罗亦都讲到有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？
Even Paul said, "Who is weak, and I do not feel weak."
好似如果我哋将问题睇成系软弱嘅时候，问题就好似唔系咁严重，可以慢慢嚟。
It seems that if we regard our problems as weaknesses, our problems are not that serious. We can take action slowly.
但系当我哋想到危机嘅时候，咁就比较严重，我哋要立刻嘅采取行动。
But when we think about crisis, which is more serious, we need to take actions immediately.
不过我哋要注意，当保罗喺十一章讲完有谁软弱，我不软弱之后。
But take note, after Paul said in chapter 11, "Who is weak, and I do not feel weak."
喺之后一章十二章，保罗又讲：我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
In the next chapter, chapter 12, Paul said, "For when I am weak, I am strong."
保罗系将软弱睇成危机咁样去处理嘅。
Paul considered and handled weaknesses as crisis.
系立刻采取行动，唔系慢慢嚟嘅。
He took actions quickly, not slowly.
所以我哋要去认真去睇我哋嘅问题。
Therefore, we must square up to our problems.
要好似约拿一样，将佢哋睇成系危机。
Just as Jonah, we need to consider our problems as a crisis.
例如我们不要说我们很软弱，不能够每日灵修读经。
For example, when we can't pray and read the Bible every day, don't say that we are weak.
我们要说我们有危机，如果我们就每日灵修读经。
We need to say, if we don't pray or read the Bible every day, we are in crisis.
我们不要说我们很软弱，我们来不到教会。
When we don't go to church, don't say we are weak.
我哋话我哋有危机嚟，我哋唔嚟教会。
We need to say, if we don't go to church, we are in crisis.
我哋可以将呢个换成我哋今日嘅问题。
We can do the same things to our current problems.
我有危机，如果仍然爱世界。
If I still love the world, I am in crisis.
我有危机，如果仍然系不冷不热。
If I am a lukewarm Christian, I am in crisis.
我有危机，如果仍然系常常嘅发脾气。
If I often lose my temper, I am in crisis.
我有危机，如果我对太太嘅态度唔好。
If I have a bad attitude toward my wife, I am in crisis.
我有危机，如果我对个丈夫态度唔好。
If I have a bad attitude toward my husband, I am in crisis.
当我哋将问题睇成系危机嘅时候，会帮助提升我哋要立刻采取行动。
Considering our problems as a crisis helps remind us of taking actions immediately.
约拿迫切地向神呼求。
Jonah called to God earnestly.
但有时候神没有立刻的回应。
But God did not always respond immediately.
好似约拿书二章四节，约拿迫切地向神呼求。
Just as in Jonah chapter 2 verse 4, Jonah earnestly asked for God's help.
神有没有听约拿的祷告？
Did God hear his prayer?
有，因为神在那里。
He did, because God was there.
但神有没有立刻的回应呢？
Did God respond immediately?
No.
He didn't.
因为约拿书二章五到七节里面讲到约拿的遭遇。
Because Jonah's experience was written in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 5 to 7.
他外在的情况没有任何改变。
We can see that his external environment didn't change.
诸水、深渊、海草、山根、地的门。
The waters, the deep, the seaweed, the roots of the mountains, the earth beneath.
每一样都很可怕，每一样都叫他难受。
Each of them was terrifying, and each of them afflicted Jonah.
如果我们约拿，我们会怎么做呢？
If we were Jonah, what would we do?
灰心、怀疑、抱怨、放弃。
Would we feel discouraged and doubtful? Would we grumble and give up?
又或者我们学习约拿的信心和忍耐。
Or would we learn from Jonah's faith and perseverance?
如果我们比较二章四节和二章七节，我们看到一个很大截然的不同。
If we compare verse 4 and verse 7, we can see a big difference.
这个是一个大有信心的祷告。
That was a prayer of great faith.
约拿书二章四节，我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
Jonah chapter 2 verse 4. I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.
二章七节，我的祷告进入你的圣殿。
Chapter 2, verse 7. My prayer rose to your holy temple.
从二章四节在神眼前被驱逐，被关在外面，只能够从远处的仰望神。
In chapter 2, verse 4, Jonah has been banished from God's sight and was shut out. He could only look toward the holy temple from far.
到后来二章七节，约拿的祷告，堂堂正正地去到神的圣殿。达到神的面前。
But in chapter 2, verse 7, Jonah's prayer rose to God and to his holy temple.
这个需要信心和忍耐。
That required faith and perseverance.
这个也需要对神的认识，因为人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
And the knowledge of God, because without faith, it is impossible to please God.
神一直在找这种有信心和忍耐的人。
God has been seeking people who have such faith and perseverance.
主讲过一个不义官和一个寡妇的比喻。
God told the parable of an unjust judge and a widow.
主讲过一个寡妇常到官那里求他伸冤，不过那个官一直不理他。
The Lord said, there was a widow who kept coming to the judge with the plea, but for some time the judge refused her.
后来的官想到这个寡妇常来的慈磨自己，于是快快地跟她申冤。
Later on, the judge thought that he might be worn out with the widow's coming, therefore he granted her justice.
从这个寡妇的角度，明知这个官是不义，明知他不理不睬。
From the widow's side, he knew the judge was unjust. He knew she would be refused.
但是这个寡妇仍然是常常的来，常常的求。
But still kept coming to and pleading with the judge.
但相对神是那位有恩典、有怜悯、有丰盛慈爱的神，但神却遇不到有这个好像这个寡妇的人。
In contrast, our God is compassionate, gracious, and abounding in love, but God met no one like this widow.
所以主话：然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德么？
Therefore the Lord said, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
然而这两个字讲了神心里面那种的遗憾。
The word, however, reveals the disappointment of God's heart.
约拿的祷告触摸到神的心。
Jonah's prayer fulfilled God's heart.
约拿的信心叫神喜悦。
And Jonah's faith pleased God.
于是神快快地应允约拿，神吩咐大雨将约拿吐在旱地上面。
Therefore, God responded to Jonah quickly. He commanded the fish to vomit Jonah onto dry land. Jonah came out of his crisis.
And
was safe and sound on the dry land. Many people would feel content and sufficient and call for a meeting of thanksgiving and witnessing. Being thankful is good.
但是我们不能够就此满足。
But let us not feel content here.
我哋觉得唔够。
Let us feel insufficient.
因为转机仲未出现。
Because there is not yet a turning point.
咩系转机呢？
What is the turning point?
就是一个从前一个石头本来是拦咗我绊我脚伤害我嘅。
There is a stone which previously obstructed me, made me stumble and injured.
但系今日呢个石头反而成为帮助我，成为我踏脚石，能够使我达到更高嘅地步。
But today this stone has turned to help me, has become my stepping stone, helping me ascend to a higher place.
第三，约拿系点样能够从危机去到转机呢？
Third, how did Jonah go from a crisis to a turning point?
我哋一齐读马太福音十二章39-41节。
Let us read together the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 39-41.
喺我哋嘅程序表上边嘅。
It is also printed on a bulletin.
我哋一齐读。耶稣回答说：一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要照样三日三夜在体里头。当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的，就悔改了。看啊，在这里有一人比约拿更大。
He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here.
从前大鱼肚腹是约拿的危机。
Previously, the belly of the huge fish was Jonah's crisis.
是叫他痛苦，叫他被神隔绝。
It afflicted him and alienated him from God.
结果在神的手中半点用处都没有。
It made him have no value in God's hands.
也都叫他在神面前不蒙纪念。
And caused him not to be remembered before God.
但是今天这个大鱼肚腹却成为了一个神迹。
But today this belly of the huge fish has become a miraculous sign.
这个大鱼肚腹叫约拿成为一个见证。
The belly of the huge fish has become a testimony of Jonah.
叫他在神手中大有用处。
He was valuable in God's hands.
也叫他在神面前大蒙纪念。
And was remembered before God.
在主当主讲到约拿的时候，已经过了几百年。
When Jonah's story was written, hundreds of years had gone by.
但主仍然纪念约拿的侍奉。
But God still remembers Jonah's services.
到我们今天读这段经文的时候，又过了2000年。
And today, when we read these scriptures, 2,000 years have gone by.
主仍然纪念约拿的侍奉。
But God still remembers Jonah's services.
这个大鱼肚腹太有价值了。
The belly of the huge fish is very valuable.
从前的危机成为了后来的转机。
The crisis has become a turning point.
那我们要问约拿怎么能够从危机推到转机呢？
Then we need to ask, how did Jonah go from a crisis to a turning point?
马太福音十二章39节主话：先知约拿的神迹。
In Matthew chapter 12, verse 39, the Lord said, "The sign of the prophet Jonah."
神迹出现嘅关键在于约拿先翻到去梯原来嘅先知嘅岗位上边。
The key for the sign to appear was that Jonah resumed his position of prophet.
就当神第二次吩咐约拿讲你起来往尼尼微大城去。
When God commanded Jonah a second time, go to the great city of Nineveh.
约拿就去了，他忠心地传神的信息。
Jonah then went to Nineveh and he preached God's messages faithfully.
所以我们看不到约拿的爱心，但是我们可以看到约拿的忠心。
Although we can't see Jonah's love, we can see his faithfulness.
他没有加什么东西，他也没有删去了什么东西。
He didn't add to or take away from God's messages.
他就是忠心的传神，吩咐他要讲的，忠心的作他做先知的角色。
He faithfully preached what God commanded him to preach. He faithfully played the role of a prophet.
同样，如果我们不想我们浪费一年新的一年的时候，我们要先回到去神给我们的角色。
Similarly, if we don't want to waste this new year, we need to go back to the role God has given us.
我们知不知道神给我们什么角色呢？
Do you know what kinds of role God has given us?
在这个世界工作，公司请我们的时候，都会有一个 employment contract, 一个合同。
When we work in the world, an employment contract is prepared by the company which hires us.
这个合同上面列出了这个角色上面的责任。
The duties of our position are listed in the contract.
公司里面每一个角色都有责任。
Each position in a company has its own duties.
同样，神给我们的每一个角色都带着责任。
Similarly, each role and position that God has given us has its own responsibilities.
属地是这样，属天的都是这样。
Our roles on earth have their own responsibilities, so do our roles in heavens.
当我们读圣经的时候，就我们可以读到神给我们的角色。
We read the Bible and learn the roles that God has given us.
我们亦都可以读到每一个角色里面的责任。
We also learn the responsibilities of each role.
但是从我们信主开始的时候，我们就是主的门徒。
For example, from the moment we've believed in the Lord, we have become the Lord's disciples.
主的门徒有主门徒的责任。
The Lord's disciples have their responsibilities.
第一，在英文 NIV 约翰福音13:35.
First, in the NIV version, the book of John, chapter 13:35.
主话：你们若彼此相爱，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
The Lord said, "By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
门徒的责任就是彼此相爱。
One of the responsibilities of disciples is to love one another.
雅各说：爱不在舌头上，愿你穿得暖，吃得饱就算。
James said that, let us not love with tongue. It is not enough to just say, I wish you keep warm and well fed.
爱一定有行动。
Love must have actions.
当我们爱一个人的时候，我们会关心他，提醒他，会为他祷告。
When we love someone, we care for him, remind him, and pray for him.
第二，主亦都讲到喺约翰福音8:31，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
Secondly, the Lord said in the book of John, chapter 8:31, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples.
门徒嘅责任就系遵守主嘅道。
One of the responsibilities of disciples is to hold to the Lord's teaching.
我们要遵守主的道，我们必先有主的道。
Before we hold to the Lord's teaching, we need to learn His words.
否则我们遵守的只不过可能是人的道理，人的遗传。
Otherwise, what we hold to may be man's teaching, man's tradition.
所以要作主的门徒的时候，我们不可能不读圣经。
Therefore, as the Lord's disciple, it is impossible for us not to read the Bible.
我们用各样的智慧将主的道丰丰富富地藏在心里面。
We need to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly with all wisdom.
我们要默想主的道。
We need to meditate on God's words.
否则我们会忘记，我们不可能常常去遵守主的道。
Otherwise, we may forget and cannot always hold to the Lord's teaching.
第三主在路加福音14:27也讲到，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能作我的门徒。
Thirdly, the Lord said in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 27, Anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
门徒的责任就是背起自己的十字架跟从主。
One of the responsibilities of disciples is to carry their own cross and follow the Lord.
背十字架是不舒服的，是痛苦的，要付代价的。
Carrying the cross is uncomfortable, it's painful, there's a price to pay.
例如每天早上起床灵修读经 是我们天然肉体不喜欢的。
For example, getting up in the morning to say a prayer and read the Bible isn't something we naturally like to do.
侍奉主是有压力的，要付出精神时间。
Serving the Lord is stressful, we need to sacrifice our energy and time.
为了专心侍奉，有时候我们要舍弃一些我们喜爱的事。
To focus on services, sometimes we need to sacrifice what we like to do.
但是作主的门徒就是这个责任是不能够逃避。
However, the Lord's disciples have the responsibilities which cannot be avoided.
第四主在约翰福音十五章八节讲到，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Fourth, the Lord said in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 8, This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
门徒的责任就是多结果子，荣耀神。
One of the responsibilities of disciples is to bear much fruit, to glorify God.
在这里我只是很快地列出了作主门徒的责任。
In here, I just quickly go through some responsibilities of the Lord's disciples.
除了我们主的门徒，圣经还告诉我们，我们很多其他的角色。
Besides the Lord's disciples, the Bible also tells us many other roles.
例如主讲到，我们世上的盐是世上的光。
For example, the Lord said, We are the salt and the light of the earth.
我们是主的见证人。
We are the Lord's witnesses.
我们学生是仆人。
We are students and servants.
我们是神的儿女，是主的弟兄姊妹。
We are God's children, the Lord's brothers and sisters.
我们是君尊的祭司，属神的子民。
We are a royal priesthood, a people belonging to God.
我们是基督耶稣的精兵。
We are good soldiers of Christ Jesus.
每一个角色都带着责任。
Each role has its own responsibilities.
我听起来的确是又大又难。
They sound big and difficult.
但是神是信实的。
But God is faithful.
正如英文牧师他讲到，神不会要求我们做我们做不到的。
Just as Pastor Hong Jie Yu said, God will not ask us to do something we are incapable of.
神也不会要求我们给我们所没有的。
God will not ask us to give something we don't have.
神更加不会吩咐我们去打我们不能够胜的仗。
What is more, God will not ask us to fight a losing battle.
我们看在约书亚记里面，神吩咐以色列去打每一个仗都得胜。
We can see from the book of Joshua, the Israelites won all the battles that God commanded them to fight.
之后因为以色列人犯罪有当米的麦的时候，艾城的之仗他们只打败。
The only exception was the battle in Ai, because the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things.
记得主在《路加福音》十九章度讲到一个十锭银子的比喻。
In Luke 9, chapter 19, the Lord told the parable of 10 minas.
主人俾十个仆人，每一个人都有一锭银子。
The Lord called 10 of his servants and gave them 1 mina.
然后吩咐佢哋做生意，等佢翻嚟。
The Lord commanded them to put the money in work until he came back.
主人回来的时候，去看他们的结果。
The Lord came back to see the results.
第一个赚了十锭，第二个赚了五锭。
The first one earned 10 more minas, the second one earned 5 more.
他们都赚了，只有一些多赚，有些少赚。
They all earned money, some earned more, some earned less.
每一个都能够赚。
Each of them could earn.
只有那个又懒又恶的，他赚不到，因为他什么都不做。
Only the wicked and lazy servant didn't earn any because he didn't do anything.
这一锭银子就是主的生命，一个大能的生命。
The one mina is the Lord's life, a mighty life.
每一个基督徒都拥有这个大能的生命在我们里面。
Each Christian has a mighty life within them.
的确，每一个角色上面的责任都是又大又难，靠着我们自己是不可能的。
Indeed, each role's responsibilities are great and difficult. We can't rely on our own abilities.
但是靠着主在我们里面的生命，我们就能够。
But through the Lord's life, which lives in us, we can do it.
保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Paul said, I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
只有当人和神的关系出了问题的时候，就什么都做不到。
We can't do it only when our relationship with God has a problem.
因为离了主，我们就不能做什么。
Because apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
如果我们盼望今年是一个丰收的一年，是一个有价值、有意义的一年。
If we hope this year to be an abundant year, a valuable and meaningful year,
我们要先回到神给我们的角色上面。
We need to go back to the roles God has given us.
的确，我们有很多的角色，我们需要在主面前祷告。
We truly have a lot of roles, and we need to pray before the Lord.
我哋睇主感动我哋，要求我哋喺今年里边，我哋喺边一个角色里边，我哋落功夫。
We let the Lord move us and see what roles He wants us to play this year.
我哋就好去揾出呢个角色上边嘅责任。
And then we find out the responsibilities of our roles.
我哋用心嘅记住，默想佢哋。
And let us remember our responsibilities, meditate on them.
我去祷告求神咧，帮助我哋完成佢哋。
We pray to ask for God's help so that we can fulfill our responsibilities.
神要的不是我们做得好不好或者成不成功。
God doesn't care if we have done well or if we have succeeded or not.
神要的是我们的忠心。
God requires us to be faithful.
所以我们看到赚十锭的神称许他。
Therefore, the servant who earned 10 more minas, God praised him.
赚五锭的神同样称许他。
The servant who earned 5 more minas, God also praised him.
同我哋睇到喺神对约拿称许嘅里边，我哋睇唔到神称许约拿讲得好唔好，熟唔熟灵。
When God praised Jonah, he didn't comment on how well or how spiritual was God's speech. What's Jonah's speech?
因为神要嘅就系我哋嘅忠心。
Because what God cares is our faithfulness.
只要我哋真嘅喺神面前忠心嘅话，神就称我哋。好，就是你这有良善又忠心的仆人。
Only when we are faithful before God, God will praise us and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
所以总结今日嘅信息。
To conclude today's message.
如果我哋过去一年系空白嘅话，我哋要唔甘心，今年又系一样。
If in the last year our life was empty, we do not want the same life in this year.
当神指出我哋嘅问题嘅时候，我哋要真当一回事。
When God points out our problems, we must bear it in mind.
我哋将问题睇成系一个危机，要立刻嘅采取行动。
We need to consider our problems as a crisis and take actions immediately.
我哋有一个强烈从危机里面出嚟嘅心愿，迫切嘅向神祷告。
We need to have a strong will to come out of our crisis and pray to God earnestly.
当神将我哋从危机里面救出嚟之后，我哋唔要停喺嗰度。
When God saves us from our crisis, let us not just stop there.
我哋有一个唔满足，因为基督徒嘅人生应该系向高处去嘅。
We need to be discontent because the life of a Christian should go toward a higher place.
我哋要翻到神俾我哋角色上边。
We need to go back to the roles God has given us.
忠心去完成神俾我哋嘅托付。
And faithfully finish what God has entrusted to us.
2022年已经过去了，我们不能够改变过去。
The year of 2022 has gone by. We can't change the past.
但我们可以在今年新的一年里面努力面前。
We can strain toward what is ahead in the new year.
我们可以回到神给我们的角色里面，让今年成为一个转机。
So that this year will be a turning point.
我们一起唱向高处行。
Let us sing higher ground.
呢首一个祷告诗歌。
It is a hymn of prayer。
里边每一节都系一个祷告。
Each verse is a prayer。
用我哋唱诗歌嘅时候，我哋带住一个祷告嘅心去唱。
When we sing the hymn, let us sing it with a heart of prayer。
啊，请起啦，我哋嚟唱，请诗歌。
Please stand。
Thank you.
日祷告。
Let us pray.
就是恩主，我们真的同心感谢赞美你。
Dear gracious Lord, we truly give thanks and praises to you.
主啊，这个真的不单止是我们的诗歌，真的是我们里面的祷告。
Lord, it is not only our hymn, it is also our prayer.
也是我们今年的盼望。
It is also our hope for this year.
我们的心实在向往更高之地。
Our heart wants to go to a higher place.
主，我们求主你领我们向高处行。
Lord, may you lead us to a higher place.
主啊，帮助我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you help each and every one of our brother and sister.
用你的爱去吸引我们。
May your love attract us.
让我们每日生活里面，主啊，能够懂得去倚靠你。
May you help us that in our daily lives we learn to rely on you.
我们靠着主你在我们里面的大能大灵。
Through the power and your might in us.
因为主，我们知道靠着主你，我们什么都能够可以做到。
Because we know that through the Lord we can do everything.
主，求你帮助我们，让我们今年是一个丰收的一年。
Lord, may you help us to have a year of abundance.
是一个有意义、有价值的一年。
A year that is meaningful and valuable.
能够被主你纪念的一年。
A year that the Lord will remember.
能够被主你称许的一年。
A year that the Lord will praise.
就能够在带到仓永生仓里面的一年。
A year that can be stored in the barn of eternity.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
我们祷告祈求感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
A prayer, petition and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.